إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله ما لنا رب سوى
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله ما لنا رب سوى
الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. Inshallah, tonight I want to share with you some hadith from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam about the significance of knowledge and the merits of the knowledgeable people, ulama. As you know, we have alhamdulillah rich literature about this subject. But what is interesting is that Allama Majlisi Rahmatullah Alayhi, in second volume of Biharul Anwar, starts this chapter with a series of hadith, all from Imam Askari Alayhi Salam, and then quoting hadith from each member of Ahlul Bayt, right one after the other. So it starts with a hadith from Rasulullah, then Amirul Mu'mineen, then Lady Fatima, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and so on and so forth. So the first hadith here is, and Tafsir al-Imam al-Askari, as I said, and also it is mentioned in Ihtijaj. Imam Askari alayhi salam says, حدثني أبي عن آبائه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله. My father narrated from his parents, his fathers, finally from Rasulullah, that Rasulullah said, أشد من يتم اليتيم الذي انقطع عن أبيه يتم يتيم انقطع عن امامه ولا يقدر على الوصول اليه. You know, when a person is an orphan, he doesn't have his father, he is very vulnerable. He is sometimes not even able to have the basic needs. And even if he has the basic material needs, he doesn't have the support of the father, or sometimes father and mother. So it's very difficult for an orphan. When you want to go to bed, if your parents are not there and you don't have any hope of meeting them in future, it's very difficult for you. But Rasulullah said, more difficult than a person who has lost his father is the one who has lost access to his imam. He's an orphan, but in religion. أشد من يتم اليتيم الذي انقطع عن أبيه. Worse than and more difficult than the orphanage of a person who is deprived from having his father is the one who has lost connection to imam. انقطع عن إمامه. He's not able to see his imam. It's the time of occultation, for example, and we don't have access to imam. وَلَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى الْوُصُولِ إِلَيْهِ. He doesn't know how to get to imam. وَلَا يَدْرِي كَيْفَ حُكْمُهُ فِي مَا يُبْتَلَى بِهِ مِنْ شَرَائِعِ دِينِهِ. And as a result, he doesn't know what is the ruling of imam, what is the opinion of imam, what is the view of imam about those rulings of sharia that become applicable to him, those things that he needs to know, he's facing with them in daily life, so he doesn't know how to get the answer. So this person is in a very difficult situation. Now, who is going to look after such orphans? And how are you going to look after them? This is not a job that every person who has money or food or shelter can do. You need qualified people. You need people who can somehow, of course, no one can perfectly do this, but somehow that can fill the gap of having no access to Imam. And these are the ulama, these are the people who have the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and by sharing the knowledge with people, by teaching them and guiding them, they can help them.
Ala faman kana min shi'atina aliman bi'ulumina.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you know, sometimes Rasulullah himself uses the term of shi'atuna, our Shia. Sometimes he says to Amir al-Mu'minin, your Shia. But sometimes he says our Shia. Because everyone who is a Shia of Amir al-Mu'minin is indeed following Amir al-Mu'minin because of Rasulullah. So he's a Shia of Rasulullah as well.
Whoever among our Shia who is knowledgeable, aliman bi'ulumina,
he has knowledge, acquaintance with our teachings.
وَهَذَا الْجَاهِلْ بِشَرِيعَتِنَا الْمُنْغَتِ عَنْ مُشَاهَدَتِنَا يَتِيمٌ فِي حِجْرِ.
And this person who has no knowledge, who is orphan, is brought up or is looked after on his lap, like a mother that puts her baby on her lap.
أَلَّا فَمَنْ هَدَاهُ وَأَرْشَدَهُ وَعَلَّمَهُ شَرِيعَتَنَا.
Whoever guides this orphan, finds the path for him, helps him to find the path, and teaches him our Sharia,
كَانَ مَعَنَا فِي الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى,
then he would be resurrected with us in the company of the greatest friends and companions. Allama Majlisi explains the meaning of Rafiq al-A'la by quoting something from one of the ulama, from Jazairi, rahmatullah alayhi. He says,
Al-Rafiq jama'atul anbiya alladhina yaskununa a'la illiyin.
The prophets who are in the very high position, in the highest of the high. So if someone is looking after the orphans of the Ahlul Bayt by teaching them and guiding them, he, along with the Ahlul Bayt, would be put and placed in that position.
Another hadith is from Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Again, Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam says,
قَالَ عَلِيُّ بْنُ أَبِي طَالِبْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ
مَنْ كَانَ مِنْ شِيعَتَنَا عَالِمًا بِشَرِيعَتَنَا.
Anyone among our Shia who knows our teachings, who knows our Sharia.
فَأَخْرَجَ ضُعَفَاءَ شِيعَتِنَا مِنْ ظُلْمَةِ جَهْلِهِمْ.
He is not an alim who is not active, who doesn't bother. This is alim who feels responsible, who goes to guide people. He takes them from darkness of ignorance,
إِلَى نُورِ الْعِلْمِ,
to the light of knowledge. Like the prophets who were taking people from darkness to the light, as Allah says in Surah Ibrahim,
أَخْرَجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ.
Allah says to Prophet Musa, this alim does the same thing. He takes people who are our Shia and they are weak, they are not knowledgeable, they are in need of guidance. He takes them from darkness of the ignorance to the light of the knowledge.
الَّذِي حَبَوْنَاهُ بِهِ,
the knowledge that we gave him, the knowledge that he has received from us. In the end of the day, we know that if there is any light is coming from the Quran and is passed on by Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. So if we have different degrees and different, qualifications,
which do not relate in a way or another finally to the light of the Quran and Ahlul Bayt, that is not a real thing. That is just something as a tool, as a technique that you can use. But the content, the real message should come from the Quran and from the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, and anything else just should be a kind of helper, a kind of means. إِلَى نُورَ الْعِلْمِ الَّذِي حَبَوْنَاهُ بِهِ, the light of the knowledge that we have given him. Okay, everyone who does this, جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ تَاجٌ مِّن نُورٍ, on the day of judgment, in which you need light, because the day of judgment is the day in which you have contrast between light and darkness. In dunya, if the contrast between people is, for example, contrast between those who have money or have no money, those who have large house or no house, those who have position and those who have no position, those who are young or old, it seems that all these contrasts will go away. The only contrast would remain is contrast between light and darkness, which is indeed in dunya also the same, but in dunya we don't have that vision to understand. So either there would be no other contrast, no other divisions and classifications, or if they are, they fall under this. Gender is not an issue on the day of judgment. Age is not an issue. Ethnicity and color would not be an issue. How much money you have would not be an issue. Everything is a matter of how much light you have and how much darkness you suffer from. So this is the day of contrast between light and darkness, as we have in Surah Hadid and Surah Tahrim about Mu'mineen and Munafiqeen. Mu'mineen are the people who have light, and Munafiqeen are the people who lack light. It's a very beautiful ayat in those verses you can refer to. So this alim comes on the day of judgment, which is the day in which, as I said, light is the most important thing. جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ تَاجٌ مِّن نُورٍ, on his head is a crown. This crown is made not of the jewelries and gold. This crown is crown of light, shining all over. يُضِيعُ لِأَهْلِ جَمِيعِ الْعَرَصَاتِ, all the people who are resurrected on the plain of Mahshar, they would see this light. Maybe they cannot benefit from this light, but they can see the light. It's not necessarily they can benefit, but they can see it. وَعَلَيْهِ حُلَّةٌ لَا يَقُومُ لِأَقَلِّ سَلِّكٍ مِنْهَا الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرَهَا, and he has a dress on him, and this dress is so valuable, even a thread of that, a tie inside that dress, a little piece of that dress, if you want to buy it by giving everything in dunya, you cannot buy it. It means that its value is more than dunya altogether. Hadafir means ajma. لَا يَغُومُ لَأَقَلِّ سِلْكٍ مِّنْهَا الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرَهَا, means بِأَجْمَعْهَا. If you give all dunya to take that, you cannot get it. Because dunya has no way to match light. Light is another world. Light is another paradigm. Yes, you can use dunya and convert it into good actions and gain light. But If you keep dunya, it's like a currency which has no value in the other world. If you change this currency into the relevant currency, it has value. So if someone has all the treasures of dunya and saves it as treasures of dunya and doesn't do anything good with that, it has no value. This is why Qarun was said, ابتغ في ما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا. Don't forget that you cannot benefit from this. Try to seek something for your akhirah. So, if you give all the treasures of dunya to take a little piece of that dress, you cannot. As long as you keep it in dunya. But if you, as I said, transfer it, that's another issue. Then it is no longer dunya. ثُمَّ يُنَادِي مُنَادٍ يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. You know, sometimes we are in a meeting, a very important personality comes. The speaker wants to acknowledge the presence of this person. Says, now we are honored that so and so has arrived. So, a person would call on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Ibad Allah, O servants of Allah. How many are there at that time? Billions, or maybe more, we don't know. But they will all be hearing this call. Hada alimun min talamizati ba'd ulama'i ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is an alim, but he is a student of one of the ulama, of the knowledgeable members of the Ahlul Bayt. Real ulama are Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. As you know, one of the, for example, titles of Imam Raza is Alima Ali Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the honor of our ulama is to be students or students of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. So, not only, this is, I think, beautiful point here. Not only they will be introduced as alim, they also will be introduced as a student of real ulama. This shows that in knowledge, connection to the teacher is very important. Sometimes we forget. Traditionally, it was not like this. Traditionally, it was very important to know who is your teacher. If someone says, you know, I have studied, they quickly ask him, who was your teacher? Because by knowing his teacher, they can understand the level or the depth of his knowledge. They can understand his akhlaq. They can understand many things about him. Because students normally become like their teachers. If they are good students, they can become like their teachers. But nowadays, you lose connection with the teachers. You become more dependent on the books or recorded lectures or just exam papers. So instead of knowing who is your teacher, or instead of even bothering about who is your teacher, you bother about degrees and certificates and the institutions. But none of these can replace the human element, and that is the teacher. If you remember when we talked about the hadith of Imam Kazim alayhi salam, we said that having contact with a real alim is very important. It's like when you want to light a candle. You need fire to light a candle. You cannot, you know, just ignite the candle by warming the candle. You need to touch another candle which is already burning. This personal encounter is very important. So, هَذَا عَالِمٌ مِنْ تَلَامِذَةِ بَعْضِ عُلَمَاءِ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. But this is not the end of the story. Ala faman akhrajahu fi ad-dunya min hayratil. Anyone that he has taken him from confusion of darkness. أخرجه في الدنيا من حيرة الجحل. He was suffering. He was confused because of his ignorance. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know who is saying the truth. He didn't know which direction to follow. Any person that this alim who is now illuminating has helped him to come out of the confusion, now can ask this alim to help him.
ألا فمن أخرجه في الدنيا من حيرة جحله. The one that he has helped him to take him out of the confusion of darkness now can come and grasp the light from this alim and be benefiting from this. So you cannot buy light, you cannot borrow light. But if in dunya you have been benefiting from someone's knowledge, you have acting upon his knowledge, then that light is also for you. Because you have really used that light. There is another hadith. This is from Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha.
So the first was from Rasulullah, second from Amirul Mu'minin, the third is from Lady Fatima. Again, Imam Askari alayhi salam quotes, حضرت امرأة عند الصديقة فاطمة الزهراء عليها السلام. A lady went to Lady Fatima asking questions. She had some inquiries. She went to Lady Fatima. And the question she had was about her old mother. إِنَّ لِي وَالِدَةً ضَعِيفَ. I have a very weak mother. She's very old, very ill. وَقَدْ لَبِثَ عَلَيْهَا فِي أَمْرِ صَلَاتِهَا شَيْءٌ. She has some issues with her prayer. She doesn't know certain issues about salat. Maybe she had to sit, for example, and say salat. Maybe she had problem with wuzu, with recitation. So she had issues. وَقَدْ بَعَثَتْنِي إِلَيْكِ أَسْأَلُكِ. My mother has sent me to you to ask on her behalf. فَأَجَابَتْهَا فَاطِمَ عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. The lady Fatima, who was knowledgeable and interested in guiding people, of course, gave the answers. فثنت, but she made a second question. فأجابت, the lady gave answer. ثم ثلثت, then she asked a third question. Then the lady gave answer. Then the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, up to the tenth. ثم خجلت من الكثرة, she felt embarrassed. Lady is not saying anything, she's giving answer, you know, without any hesitation. But she herself said, I have asked too many questions, 10 questions. فقالت لا أشق عليك يا ابنة رسول الله. Said, it's enough. I don't want to trouble you anymore, the daughter of the Prophet. Then the lady said, هاتي وسلي عما بدا لي. They said, no. Come and ask. Any question that you need to ask, you can ask me. Then the lady, to help her feel very comfortable, mentioned an example. She said, أرأيت من اكتري يوما يصعد الى سطح بحمل ثقيل. If a person is hired, imagine someone comes and offers you, says, you know, please take this for me to the fifth floor in the building. Okay? I give you 100,000 dinar. كراه 100,000 dinars. There is something heavy, but instead, he is giving you 100,000 dinar, which is golden coin. يَثْقُلُ عَلَيْهِ. Would it be difficult for that person? Of course, everyone would be happy to take this, you know, and take 100,000 golden coin. Then the lady said, أُكْتُرِيتُ أَنَا لِكُلِّ مَسْأَلَةٍ بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ مِلْءِ مَا بَيْنَ الثَّرَى إِلَى الْعَرْشِ. My example is indeed even better. For every question that I answer, I will be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what can fill from a sky to the earth. Even not filled by normal things, by pearls, lo'lo, with jewelries, if you feel, would not be enough. سمعت أبي صلى الله عليه وآله يقول. Then lady said, Lady Fatima said, I heard my father saying, إن علماء شيعتنا يحشرون. The knowledgeable people, the scholars, the pious ulama of the Shia will be resurrected. فيخلع عليهم من خلع الكرامات. Then they will be given dresses of honor. على قدر كثرة علومهم وجدهم في إرشاد عباد الله. There are two parameters that define how much they will be given. In addition to taqwa. Taqwa is the basic requirements because إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. But on top of taqwa, two parameters. One, how much knowledge they have. Second, how serious they were in teaching people. Maybe sometimes a person doesn't have knowledge and he's very serious. This is not good enough. Or someone has lots of knowledge but he's not serious, he's not hardworking. We need people who have lots of knowledge and who are hardworking. على قدر كثرة علومهم وجدهم في إرشاد عباد الله. Some of them will get alf hulla min nur, 1,000,000 light, dresses of light. Some of them get less. Maybe one gets 1,000, another 10,000, but some get 1,000,000. ثم ينادي منادي ربنا عز وجل. Then a person would make a call on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أيها الكافلون لأيتام آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. O those who have looked after the orphans of Ahlul Bayt, الناعشون لهم, who have raised them in انقطاعهم and آبائهم, when they had no access to their imams, to the fathers who are الذين هم أئمتهم, the fathers who are imams, they have looked after them and raised them. هؤلاء تلامذتكم والأيتام الذين كفلتموهم ونعشتموهم. Oh ulama who have looked after the orphans of Ahlul Bayt, these are your orphans that you have been looking after them. فخلعوا عليهم خلع العلوم في الدنيا. Those knowledge that they have received from you in dunya, now give to them in the form of khil'ah, in the form of dresses of light. Then these ulama, depending on one parameter, how much these people have learned from them, they give them different amounts of khil'ah. Maybe a person gets 100, another 1,000. So they have been given those khil'ah up to 1,000,000, and 1,000,000 can be example. And then they distribute among the people depending on how much they have learned from them. على قدر ما أخذوا عنهم من العلوم حتى إن فيهم يعني في الأيتام لمن يخلو عليهم 100,000 خلعة. Some of them get up to 100,000. It means the difference between the bar which is set for ulama and the people who learn. The ulama can get maximum up to 1,000,000. These people get maximum to 100,000. So there is a big difference between alim and a learner. You know, sometimes people say, What is the difference between, for example, a marja and the one who acts according to the fatwa of marja? Or an expert in aqaid or ethics and a person who just learns from him. So the propositions that they know are the same. He knows the fatwa of marja and acts upon it. He knows what to believe in aqaid and he believes in that. He knows what to do in akhlaq and he acts upon it. They think they become the same, but they never become the same. Even if you believe in whatever that alim is saying and you learn it perfectly, still you are not an alim. Unless you yourself know how to come to this conclusion. So there is a special merit, a special value and virtue in being a person who himself has undergone through this, you know, process of finding the result. It's not the same. So these people get up to 100,000. And then these people give to the people who have learned from them, second generation, for example. Or for example, they learn, then they have their own students. They learn, they go and teach their community, their family. So they pass on to the other people. Okay, now the question is, these ulama have been giving, been given those khala, and now they have distributed. So what about themselves? Are they losing by giving to the people? ثم إن الله تعالى يقول أعيدوا علي هؤلاء العلماء. Now that you have given these people this khala, bring them to me back. حتى تتموا لهم خلعهم. So whatever they have given should be compensated. وتضعفوها لهم. And should be multiplied. So not only they are not going to lose, they are being even given more because they are helping people. Then Lady Fatima said, Ya Amat Allah, إِنَّ سَلْكَةً مِنْ تِلْكَ الْخِلَعْ لَأَفْضَلُ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّامْسِ أَلْفْ مَرَّةً. A little piece of those dresses of light is better than whatever sun has been shining on that. Everything in dunya that sun is shining from the east to the west, north to the south, a little piece of that dress worth more. Not only once, not only twice, alf marra, 1,000,000 times more. And then the lady says, because dunya also is surrounded and covered with difficulties and pain. Mashubun bittanqis. In dunya, you don't have perfect pleasure. As you know, anything in dunya which is pleasing, which is enjoyable, comes after some pain and is followed by some pain. If you have very delicious food, first of all, how did you manage to have this food? You had to do some work, some preparation, buying, cooking, making money. After that, you finish the food, again, some problems. Even if you don't have health problem, at least you need to go to washroom. If you have health problem, then it's worse. And not only that, the fact that you no longer have the taste of that food by itself brings pain. If you have the most delicious food, in future, whenever you remember that food, you have a pain. Why? I don't have it now. When you go to a very good holiday, you enjoy it, but later, always, you feel sad. Why? I don't have it now. If you had a good, for example, friend or, you know, good husband or wife, although it is good and you enjoy, but when you think that it's going to stop, and later when it stops, you have pain. It's not free from trouble and pain. So in dunya, everything is surrounded with difficulties and with the pain, but that in the heaven or in the hereafter is not. I stop here. Inshallah, we continue with some other hadith. So I hope, inshallah, we all try hard to at least become the least of this ulama, inshallah. Even if we can be the least, the smallest of these ulama, then it would be great. Nothing can, you know, match that. If we are not able to become like them, at least to be good student for ulama, to follow them, to learn from them, and follow their examples, inshallah. And I hope that, inshallah, our community worldwide would spend most productive time that they have for learning. Learning, adding to our knowledge, is the best thing that we can do in this dunya, and the best way to, inshallah, please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our mistakes and sins and shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us and our children and our progeny always on the right path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our community worldwide from anything which is bad and disliked. We ask Allah to hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif and make it as soon as possible and as, inshallah, easy as possible. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give his healing and shifa to all the people who are ill. We ask Allah to forgive all the marhumin, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters here and all who have rights upon us and all maraje and martyrs. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.